want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And here we are, a Wednesday in Brevard County, Florida, and you are listening to WMIE 91.5 FM. My name is Bob Arthurs, and I pastor Merritt Assembly of God. We want to thank you for tuning in and making us part of your glorious, victorious ride to work this morning, or getting your workday started. Maybe you're just around the house there. Whatever's going on, we thank you for getting it started on the right note. If the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom and it's the beginning of knowledge, then us coming and saying, God, what do you have for me today? That gets our day started off on the right note. So get into his word, get into his presence, praise him, worship him, hear what he has to say, and it will get you started off in the right direction. We want to say thank you today to Creative AC Solutions, 759-3284. 759-3284. If you're in the central part of Brevard County here, Bill Andriak can come and he can get your air conditioning equipment working, your heat checked out, make sure it's going to work properly. I know that weathermen have been telling us that cool weather is here and cooler weather is on the way. And so that made me very happy when they said that. And they were also talking about drier conditions. And the first day the day after they said that, it started raining very next morning. So bless the Lord, oh, our soul. We are thankful for his many benefits. So if Creative AC Solutions can help keep your home at just the right temperature for you, I encourage you to give them a call and have them come out and take care of your problems the way that they have taken care of ours. 759-3284. We do want to remind you that this week at WMIE is the offering fall fundraiser, helping to raise their operational budget. And so if you would like to partner with them in taking all of this religious programming across the country, well, across the county and through the internet, across the world, then I encourage you to support it. We, in Russia this last year, they passed a law, an anti-proselytizing law, or an anti-evangelism law. And what had been permissible and legal to do for a little over two decades now, all of a sudden it is no longer permissible. It's illegal to share your faith in a public atmosphere with other people right now. And they are making a case of it by prosecuting an American missionary. And the reason I tell you that story is we never know how long the window of religious freedom is going to stay open here in America, and how long we can proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. I know a person that has been on some international television broadcast, and they've said that they are not allowed to address certain topics because certain countries that the world, that broadcast reaches, that it is illegal to discuss those particular issues in that country. And so if he were to address those issues from the Word of God, that door would shut to the entire network, to the entire station. So we need to realize that we need to seize this opportunity of taking the gospel to as many people through as many available means technologically as possible. One of the things we want to do is spread the gospel through every noble mean. And so if you go to Facebook, if you find me on there and friend me, you will find some video posts that I do on a daily basis So that's what WMIE is all about here, is taking the gospel to Brevard County and through the internet across the nation and around the world. I heard people who were in foreign countries who were during the storms, they were logged onto radios and listening over the internet during those storms to make sure they stayed in touch with Brevard County. You might think that we have tremendous religious freedom here in America. We do. We just don't have as much as we used to. There are other parts of the world that the public schools, because they want their children growing up in the best moral atmosphere that they can possibly grow up in, the public schools actually invite people in, not just to one school, but to all of the schools. And the missionary that was serving in one of these regions, they had a conversation with the school personnel, and they said, you know, over these past 3 years, we've really appreciated everything you've done. When you come back, do more. Do more. That's what religious freedom looks like. And so we want to take this moment to invite you to participate in the offering here, because we are very passionate about the Word of God going forth. Because if it changes lives, listen, a life that is changed today will have repercussions in a positive manner. It'll have benefits for decades and decades to come. Touching one life today could literally impact thousands or tens of thousands of lives if the message just reaches one heart. So that's what I wanted to share with you. Call 632-1000 and partner with WMIE and the Refresh Radio broadcast. Tell them you heard about this on the Refresh. If this program is a blessing to you, if you wouldn't mind making mention of that, it's about the only way that we have of getting feedback. So I do want to mention to you one more thing before I get into the Word itself, and that is, if you have any prayer requests, if you have any needs, if you want to call us, 321-454-4263, 321-454-4263, or if you would prefer sending an email to meritassembly@hotmail.com, meritassembly@hotmail.com, we read all of those emails. There are some days like the first day after the storm, I think, even though I'd processed a number of emails, there was a few days that I went without service, and I had hundreds of emails that had come in to process. Most of them are junk mail, but others I saved, and I'm trying to catch up on that backlog as quickly as I can. Let's look today at Isaiah chapter 43, verse number 16. We're just going to spend a couple of more broadcasts here in this passage. But it says here in verse number 16, "Thus says the Lord, who makes a way in the sea and a path through the mighty waters, who brings forth the chariot and horse, the army and the power. They shall lie down together, they shall not rise. They are extinguished, they are quenched like a wick. Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? Behold, I do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it?" In verse number 19, it talks about, "Thus says the Lord, who makes a way in the sea and a path through the mighty waters." I was thinking of this as we were dealing in the aftermath of the storms, and how God makes a way. He did not just make a way. Now, when I read about this, when my preacher brain automatically goes to a few events. The first thing that it goes to is when God made a way for the children of Israel to escape Egypt and defeat Pharaoh's army, and they did it through the parted Red Sea. I think of that, but that was not the only time that God ever parted the waters and made a way. There was also when the children of Israel entered into the promised land 40 years later, and God parted the Jordan River. This time he didn't do it in the same manner that he had done it at the Red Sea. This time it didn't part until the priests who were carrying the Ark of the Covenant stepped into the river and the Jordan River was stopped. But God made a way. And he said to them when they did that, I want you to gather up some stones, 12 stones, and I want you to build an altar so that when you get on the other side, that when people say, what is this mass of rocks doing here? Because rocks that come from a riverbed don't have the same appearance as rocks that are setting up on the shore. They have a different texture. They tend to, and these wouldn't be pebbles that they were looking at. These would be some pretty significant rocks. But God delivered them by making a way for them. Then there was the time when Elijah was getting ready to be taken up, and he took his mantle and he struck the water with it, and the river dried up, and Elijah and Elisha walked across. That was preparing for a grand and glorious, how should we say, exit from stage right, if you will, that God had planned. There had been a great deal of traveling that had gone on. We read those verses and we think that it is just a few steps, but it was really quite an extensive journey. And Elisha had the opportunity to abandon Elijah. In fact, Elijah encouraged him each and every one of those times to stay behind. There were people who said, are you aware of what God is getting ready to do? That he's getting ready to take Elijah today. And everybody, don't talk about it. Yes, I'm aware. We're going on this journey. And finally, when they crossed that river, when God had made a way through them, there was nothing magical about the mantle per se. It was just an anointed tool that had been given to Elijah. It was his prophetic mantle. But there was nothing mystical or magical about the fabric. It wasn't the mantle that made the man. It was the anointing upon the man that made the mantle. So as they journey, after they cross through where God had made a way, Elijah turns to Elisha and says, what do you want me to do for you? And he said, I want a double portion. Now, there's a lot of takes on the double portion. I want as much as God has for me. You need to understand that the double portion was a portion that was reserved for the oldest child. They got two portions. Every other one of the kids, it was an inheritance that was being passed on. Now, there are some people who say, well, you know, that he was saying, I want everything that you've had, I want to receive twice as much from God as you have. And there are twice as many miracles that are attributed to Elisha in the scriptures as there are to Elijah. So I'm not saying that God can't do that. All I do know is that in John chapter, let me see which chapter it is. John, let me hold on just a second. It says that God gives the Spirit without measure. And so I want more. I want him manifesting. In fact, as I was praying this morning, I was praying this way. God, I don't want you to be imprisoned in me. I was praying about how God sets the prisoners free, and all of a sudden this thought came to me: is am I imprisoning God? Am I keeping him hemmed in? Am I restricting his mobility so that he does not get to operate in my life with the freedom that he wants to operate with? And I'm not finding that verse as I'm trying to talk and do this at the same time. But it is in the Gospel of John, where it talks about the Spirit of God is given without measure, and it's either in 3, 4, or 5. And I apologize that I can't find it for you right off the top of my head. So Elijah said, you have asked a very hard thing. You've asked a hard thing. Can I challenge the listeners of the Refresh Radio program here? Let's step up our faith. The scripture says that God wants to take us from faith to faith. He wants to take us from strength to strength and from glory to glory. Let's not reach a certain level and say, whew, I have arrived. This is as good as it gets. I don't believe that this is as good as it gets. People who settle are settling for this is as good as it gets. I believe that God has more that he wants to do in us, through us, and for us for his glory. So I want to challenge you. Could we be as faithful as Elijah to follow until God says, what can I do for you today? One of my favorite stories in the scripture is the story of Esther. And Esther has got a death sentence over her people. And unbeknownst to the king and to Haman, that death sentence also rests upon her. And when she boldly goes, after 3 days of preparation, after 3 days of prayer and fasting, after asking other people to pray and fast with her, she makes an unannounced entrance before the king, something that is not done in that time. And the penalty for that, no matter who you are, is death, unless the king happens to be pleased at the sight of seeing you. So I want to make sure that I go in there prepared and all that. I don't know about you. Wouldn't it be great if this Sunday, when we gather together as believers, that we would have spent the next or the previous whatever period of time you want to put on there, preparing ourselves for the presence of the king? I think that would be very beneficial, that we prepare ourselves physically, that we prepare ourselves emotionally, that we prepare ourselves with rest, that we prepare ourselves financially, that we prepare ourselves spiritually to come into the presence of God and worship him. Now, here's what happens when she went into the king. She went in there, and the king extended the golden scepter, and he says, what would you like? I will give you up to half of the kingdom. She's got a death sentence. Most of us at that point in time, we'd say, hey, you know what I really need is I need this death sentence canceled over me and my people. We would just automatically proceed right to there. And she said, you know, I would really like for you to come to dinner and bring my problem and, you know, Haman was her problem there at that point in time. And bring Haman. We want him to come to the dinner too. And at the end of the dinner, he says, I'll give you half of the kingdom. What would you like? Said, can we do this again tomorrow? You see, what she had realized was I'm going to be asking the king for something really monumental, but I would like to enjoy our relationship for as long as I can before, you know, there are other more pressing matters. I want you to know that on the second banquet, you know, after the meal was over, that the king said, what is it that you would like up to half of your kingdom? And she presented her petition. It said that the king had already made up his mind of what he was going to do before he ever returned back in and found Haman's unwanted positioning next to the queen. And so there was a great deliverance that came about because Esther was willing to do something that wasn't easy. God making a way for us doesn't have to be easy. He specializes in making a way where there seems to be no possible way of escape. There was one more time that I want to tell you about where God miraculously made a way through the mighty waters, and that is right after that Elijah had that story with Elijah and Elisha. Elijah had told Elisha, said, this will be done for you if you see me when I am taken away. In other words, you have got to be right there. So when the chariot of fire comes down and swoops Elijah up, it knocks Elisha over. The mantle falls to the ground. And Elisha says, my father, the chariots of Israel and the horsemen thereof. What he was doing with that declaration was he was saying, I see what's going on. I see. I just want you to know, if I have to see you when it is taken away, I am meeting that obligation right now. God will make a way. Well, they go. Elisha goes back to the Jordan River, and he lifts up his voice and he says, where is the Lord God of Elijah? Where is the Lord God of Elijah? And he takes the mantle just the way that Elijah had, and Elisha strikes the water, and the water parts, and Elisha goes forth. And you know what that way did? That way said, God has not abandoned his people. You see, when he dried up the Red Sea, he was severing the link of bondage between Israel and their past captivity. It was being cut off. When he made a way for them to cross over the Jordan River, he was making a way for them to occupy the inheritance and the gift that he had given to them. And it was a new day. It was a new thing, because the manna that they had experienced in the wilderness, which that was a new thing there. They were no longer bound to whatever the taskmasters allowed them to keep and eat for themselves. Now that in the wilderness, they had divine provision. When God brought them in, all of a sudden the manna dried up and they got to live in lands that they didn't or live in houses that they didn't build and occupy towns they didn't build. It was a new day. When Elijah touched the water with his mantle, there was something about to be done for Elijah that hasn't been done for anybody else. It was a brand new day where God was making a way. And when he parted the water for Elisha, he was saying, look, Elijah is gone, but Elisha's here, and I'm still going to do great and mighty things. So some of the things that happened with Elisha were absolutely amazing. There were military attacks that were thwarted because of the Holy Spirit operating in the life of Elisha. There were financial miracles. There were tremendous breakthroughs of people being set free because God was making a way, and it wasn't a way back to the past. It was a way to a brand new future. When Jesus came, he came from heaven to earth. He came and he made a way where there seemed to be no way. There seemed to be no end to this cycle of forgiveness and sinning and repenting and forgiving and sinning and repenting. It was going on. It had gone on that way for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. There seemed to be no end to it. Some 1,500 years of over and over sacrifices and offerings and forgiveness and messing up and doing it all over again. And you might be thinking that you are trapped in this perpetual loop of time where you just keep messing up over and over again. But Jesus came and made a way so that that cycle could be broken, so that your captivity could be broken, so that you could taste of the provision of heaven. But don't stop there. Jesus is the way that enables you and I to walk and take possession of the promises and the inheritance that is ours. We are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. But let's not just settle for the tangible. Let's instead walk in the power of God, where Jesus came. He said, when you receive the Holy Spirit, you will be empowered to be my witnesses. You will receive power to be my witnesses. Peter said that that promise was for those, the people of that day, their children, and for all those who are far off. That means it's for you. It's for me. I can't live without the power of God. I cannot do the plan of God and the purpose of God for my life in the power of my flesh. Oh, foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? Having begun in the Spirit, are you now trying to accomplish in the flesh? We can't do that. We need to walk out into our reality and say, God is doing a new thing. It's springing forth, and I'm going to know it. I'm going to experience it. I'm going to walk in the miraculous provision of God. Can I challenge you today for God to do something in your life and my life, that it would be a breakthrough moment where he makes a way where it seems to be impossible? God specializes in doing the impossible. Jesus is the way, the truth, the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. And that's pretty much the refreshing word that I have for you today. Tonight we will be doing our kids ministry, serving food at 6 o'clock. We will also be starting our kids classes at 6:30. Our adult class at 7 as we continue our study on Psalm 91. Listen, if you are thankful for God's mercy and intervention in this last storm, I want to invite you to come out and be a part of that Bible study, that it is not just more head knowledge, but it becomes imparted truth into our heart from the throne room of God, and it empowers us to live in a brand new supernatural way. Let's not go back to the things of the past. Let's say, God, you've got new adventures, you've got new victories for me, and I can't wait to see them. Don't forget WMIE's fundraiser. Maybe you can't call right now, but write down this number, 632-1000. Call whenever it's convenient for you throughout the day, and let's help them to not only reach their goal, but to exceed their goal, so that the work can be expanded to an even further degree. And if this program is one of the programs that you listen to that's a blessing to you, if you wouldn't mind, just do us a little favor of mentioning the Refresh Radio broadcast when you make that phone call. God bless you. I know you're going to have a great day, and we are going to be back tomorrow with another refreshing word from the Bible. God bless you. We'll see you then. Have a great day.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is
brought. And I want to thank Pastor Bob Arthurs. Thank you for that wonderful program today. Enjoyed that word very much, brother. God bless you. I love having him here a couple of days a week recording, and really has turned into a very, very good friend of mine. And I'm going to miss him for a couple of weeks because he's already pre-recorded, so won't be able to see him here for a couple of days. But appreciate him, his friendship, appreciate his ministry and that radio broadcast as well. You are listening to 91.5 FM. This is WMIE Radio. This is Paul Esposito with you, station manager. On the air with you, sharing our needs here at the fundraiser. As you heard Pastor Bob mention a couple times, we're $50 away from $23,000. That's where we stand. We have devoted this week to raise up $30,000. We're at $22,950. I got flooded with four or five calls all at the same second here this morning. Thank you to everyone, men and women who have called, business owners as well. We're at $22,950. $7,050 away from being all wrapped up again for another 6 months. If you'd like to make a pledge, maybe you do that at this time. I hope you could. I'm here to take your phone call at 321-632-1000. We're going to go now to Love Word Finding here in 30 seconds. 632-1000 is the number. $7,050 to go, and we're all done. We're at $22,950.